one of the things you discover quickly when you combine property investment, real estate, with the climate change issue is that it really matters. There is a very substantial investment opportunity close by, a very substantial opportunity to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and reduce the risk associated with climate change, to manage resources more efficiently, because we use an awful lot of emissions in our buildings. So it matters. You focus on this issue, you make a difference, and perhaps most importantly, you can solve the problem of climate change or resource efficiency and feel very little pain. You know, life can get better having made these investments. There are good financial returns to be achieved. The buildings people live and work in are pleasant to live and work in. There's no particular hardship or economic loss associated with dealing with this issue in the built environment. It's a very attractive place to concentrate effort.
How do you see the future?
I think we're going to innovate dramatically around the built environment. Writ large, this means in the urban environment. The urban environment is actually a very good place to use resources efficiently. It's a place where ideas concentrate. It's where we can get innovation quickest in how to make buildings better at functioning in the interests of the wider public, but also to make it attractive to live in them and work in them. But I also think that we're going to get tremendous innovation between designers, architects, investors, planners, policy people as they grapple with a very substantial systemic risk associated with climate change. And I think we're going to find we build buildings that live and breathe and display a lot of technological innovation that can make us feel confident about solving the rest of the problem in transportation and in power usage and the other ways in which our economies depend upon fossil fuels.
You live in Great Britain. Do you see difference in the world about thinking about sustainability? Is one country leading by for another?
One of the things I've discovered is that things move in phases. They're not linear. There are parts of the world where innovations take root quickly because the culture is innovative. There are parts where perhaps there's a more conservative view on society, but that may be where, for example, it's easier to make top-down decisions for the longer term. Some of the Asian economies come to mind there. There is a pretty universal experience now for us all to share in both the threat of climate change and the need to manage resources more efficiently. That, I think, is going to allow us to do something quite transformational. We're going to take idea generation and match it with scale markets, big, growing markets, particularly in the emerging economies. Now, we probably, here in the Netherlands and in the UK, and perhaps to a less extent in places like Germany and the US, we have something to offer on the innovation side, not just technology innovation, but business innovation. Germany has a manufacturing competence as well. The US is a very large economy. They have something more to offer than perhaps the Netherlands and the UK or Italy and France. But we in the developed Western world have an opportunity to work with the growing markets in Asia, China and India in particular, but also Brazil and Latin America, to find scale solutions to bring costs down. And that's very alluring. I think we're going to find that we can build very strong collaborative relationships with these emerging economies, and we shouldn't see them so much as a threat as an opportunity to partner to solve this collective action problem.